It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a good Thursday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studio, and joining us on the phone is Dwayne Hastad from Heather Floral and Greenhouse. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Paul. Sure is beautiful out, and we got some rain, so the gardens are good.
That's right, and plants probably liking the cooler weather to get a break from the scorching 90 degrees and humid.
It's crazy. 90 and up to 100 was crazy. That was really taking the toll on gardens and the corn and the soybeans, so this was great. We got a little over an inch where I live, and I think the area really needed it, and the plants are happy.
How do you know they're happy, Dwayne? How do you know they're happy, Dwayne?
Well, you can tell that they're holding their flowers high, and the grass is turned green overnight almost, and the plants are just like they're proud to be to enjoy the nice weather and get that rain.
I know. Yeah, my backyard, there's a spot in my backyard where it's on sun is on it all day long, and it went dormant, completely brown. It's amazing what the rain did the other night, and now this morning, I mean, it's green. It's unbelievable.
Yep, you know, we have bluegrass and bluegrass mixtures in our lawn, and when they didn't get enough rain, they go dormant. And as soon as they get some rain or moisture, they pop right back up, and it's really fun to see everything green. And I really, you know, corn is a grass, too, and the corn was starting to go backwards, too, and curling up. And when I got that rain, I think it grew a foot overnight.
Okay. So
and it was really a critical time for gardening and corn like that because they're starting to set cobs, and that's very important to get moisture at that time because you get bigger cobs, bigger vegetables and all that. So
it was
a great thing.
Good. Yeah, I can't wait. When's the sweet?
It used to be $1 million rain, and now I think it's $1 billion rain.
So when sweet?
$1 trillion rain.
When's sweet corn supposed to be coming out pretty soon, maybe, huh?
Yeah, it won't be long, I would guess. That'd be good.
Yep. I love sweet corn. Well, we're going to open up our phone lines once again for questions for Dwayne. Give us a call at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 with a question for Dwayne. And Dwayne, what's our plant of the week?
Plant of the week is a really kind of unusual plant. You don't see it too much around here, but it's very hardy, and it's either hardy in zone 3, which is north of us. It's a summer glow tamarisk, which is a loose open plant. It has needles. Actually has leaves, and they kind of look like needles. It's fuzzy, and they're bluish color, and then it shoots up a plume, a pink plume. You can go on Facebook. Paul has it on there. It's a really fun plant, really unusual. Likes the sun, likes dry weather. And if you want something unusual that's blooming at this time of the year, summer glow tamarisk. It's really kind of fun.
Yeah, how big does that plant get? I can't really tell from the picture.
It actually gets big. It'll get 10, 12 feet tall, maybe a little more.
Oh.
Not a plant that you probably put right up by your house, but, you know, out in the yard, some hot, sunny spot. Heather Nursery in Montevideo has one over by the riverbank, by the dam. Or used to be the dam there. And that'll get 15 feet tall and has multiple stems. And people actually stop and ask what that is.
Oh,
and it's really fun. Summer glow tamarisk.
All right, and you have them at Heather. So
we have them at Heather. You won't see that plant very often, but we planted one at the nursery many years ago, and when that's blooming, we sell.
Okay. You still there, Dwayne?
I'm still here. Okay. You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm down in St. Paul today. Eddie's mom passed away. And so I'm down in St. Paul, and we're setting up flowers. We brought some flowers from Heather. And
okay.
And get the other side of the coin when you actually get flowers at a funeral. So.
Oh, yeah, sorry to hear about that. So.
Yep, but
Yep.
She is 91 years old. And,
okay.
Blessing. So.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. What's our ufta plant of the week, Dwayne?
Our ufta is probably bugs in the garden. Our ufta concern. A lot of people are complaining that getting cabbage, you know, that little kind of whitish yellow butterfly, it's actually a moth, and on the cabbage, and that's a concern. And also potato bugs have been a concern. A lot of people that. So if you, I would use, it's called dead bug juice, which is a spray. You could spray those on there. Or use 7, which it doesn't last real long, or you can use an organic spray on your garden. And my garden is starting to produce fruit or produce vegetables. We got string beans are starting, and that's great. Been eating peas, radishes, and tomatoes won't be very long from now.
Oh, good, good. All right. Before we get into our questions, Dwayne, I know you like a big event is coming up at the University of Minnesota at Morris, Horticultural Night. It's going to be held Thursday, July 29th from 4 to 8. And I know that's one of your favorite events of the year, Dwayne.
If you enjoy gardening or flowers, I would definitely take that in. It's up at Morris at the Experiment Station. Steve Poppy's been in charge of that for many years. Wes Gray was in charge of that many, many years ago. They do a trial garden, which is they get seeds and plants from a lot of different companies throughout the United States, and they trial them there. So you can actually go see all the different types of flowers and shrubs and hostas, perennials. If you've never been there, it's a great night. I think it's from 4 to 8.
Yep, 4 to 8 and on Thursday, July 29th.
If you enjoy gardening or you just enjoy to get out, it's absolutely a great night up in Morris. So take that horticulture night in. It's really fun.
Yeah, they say they're celebrating 50 years this year.
So it seems like it's been going on forever.
Yeah.
But it's really fun. And they do hay rides, so you can actually ride around on a rack. They also have golf carts where you can walk and stroll through the gardens. They have food vendors, and they also have people there selling plants and other trinkets and that type of stuff. So it's a fun evening. And take that in. If you enjoy plants at all, it's the 29th.
Yep.
Of July.
Yep, of July.
Another event that's happening before that is in Madison. You can sign up with Chamber, having the all-class reunion. And if you want to sign up your garden, you can do that through the Madison Chamber and have people come and tour your gardens right there in Madison.
Yep, yep. There's that's being organized, and they'll be hear more about that here on Q92. So, all right, let's get
a lot of plant events.
Yep, a lot of events coming up. Let's get into our questions here, Dwayne. Once again, if you have a question, give us a call here at the radio station, 598-7301. We'll try to get them on. This person has a maple tree, and I sent you a picture of it, Dwayne. He sent me a picture,
yep.
And it's losing its back, the whole tree.
Bark.
Why is losing its bark?
I think it might have got sun scald, okay? It looks like a smooth bark maple, and it was a younger tree, and it actually, sun scald, the sun beats down on the winter in the wintertime and kills the cambium layer underneath that bark from the moisture, the water that's still in that cambium layer, and it thaws and freezes and pops that bark open. In this case, it was very severe, I would actually cut those branches out of there before it rots back into the tree. So cut back to the branch collar, which is where the branch actually goes into the trunk, that expands a little bit. You want to leave that expansion because that'll seal it over. And I still believe in putting a pruning sealer, spraying that. That'll seal up that wound so bugs and water and diseases don't get in there. So I'd get that cut out of there.
Okay.
Sooner the better.
Yep. He also had another tree, and the bark is off all the way from the ground. And he wrapped it. I sent you a picture of that, Dwayne. He wrapped it.
He wrapped it with two other branches.
Okay.
That branch that's in the middle of that picture is completely, if that bark is off all the way around the tree, that part, that branch is dead. I would cut that branch out of there. And if it goes all the way to the ground and there's still bark around the base of that trunk of that tree, I would clean the loose bark off and seal that up with a pruning sealer or a wound sealer, and so it doesn't get any worse.
Okay. You know,
all your smooth bark trees, when they're little, okay, like mountain ash, maples, lindens, where they haven't formed their rough bark yet.
Yep.
You got to wrap those in the wintertime, or else you could get that sun scald on there.
Okay. You know, I had a branch, a big branch, break about a month or so ago in my backyard. So I should put something over to where the branch broke off to seal it?
Well, if the branch broke off and it's rough and rugged, you know,
yep,
it ripped, I would definitely get a saw and smooth that out so you have a smooth cut, and then get a pruning sealer. You can get that as an aerosol can or a dip can with a paintbrush in it, and you can paint that. It has a black asphalt type thing, and it'll seal that up, and I'd put a couple coats on there. That way the diseases, the bugs, the insects don't get in there, and you seal that up. And if you use a pruning sealer versus just paint, it has an inhibitor in it so other branches don't start popping out of there, so you get a multi-branch type thing, so it inhibits the tree from growing right there again.
Okay. All right, quick question here. I know we talked about this last week about rabbits, but they wanted to expand a little bit more on the cure for repelling rabbits in your backyard. I think we talked about a glass jar.
Pellet gun.
What's that?
A pellet gun. Rabbit repellent. Rabbits usually have to have a taste type thing for them. So liquid fence, there's one that's specifically for rabbits that you spray right on your plants, and the rabbits don't like that taste. Also, mothballs out there, or cayenne pepper spray you can spray on there. If it's really bad, I guess you got to build a fence.
Okay, one more question here, Dwayne, before we go. This person doesn't know what kind of tree they have, but the leaves have little BB holes in them. What is happening there? Some of the leaves on the tree is having little, they look like little holes in the leaves.
Well, I've seen some pictures online that people are showing that, and some places had some hail that could have poked holes in that, or else it's a chewing insect that is actually chewing on those leaves. I would see if you see any insects, and if you do, I would spray with an insecticide.
Okay.
If it's not bad, you probably can just let it go.
All right, got a minute, Dwayne. What's happening at Heather?
Well, you know what? A lot of people are still planting things in their garden, so we still have a good selection of tomato plants and all kinds of vegetables, so if you want to add or fill in spaces. I also have garden seeds if you've already harvested some of your stuff, if you want to plant some more radishes or more peas. We're starting to do summer planters or fall planters. We have a good selection of flowers in the greenhouse, so anything that we can help you out, the greenhouses are still going, and we have a lot of horticulture supplies, so check out Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo.
All right, Dwayne, thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you next Thursday on the Garden Show.
You bet. Everybody have a great week.
All right. Dwayne Hasted with Heather Floral and Greenhouse.